Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as it is, and as we do, well, not as we do. We didn't do this last year. This is a new thing. This might become an annual thing.
Yeah.
Joining me now from Detroit, legally armed in Detroit, with part three of Ector the Director's Christmas Guide Primer, Christmas Gift Guide Primer, is himself, Rick Ector. Was that even grammatically correct?
Man, let me tell you, it does not matter. Okay. It is another great day here in the Motor City, or Motown, as some people affectionately refer to it.
Right.
And since I talked to you last on air, man, we've had some white stuff that's like out and about on the ground, man. It's mostly, you know, just a thin covering on the grass, man, but it's visible. And I detest it, you know. Yeah, it's the holiday season, man, but look, I'm not ready.
You detest the snow, Rick?
Yeah, man, imagine that. A person in Michigan detesting snow. I mean, all roads lead to elsewhere, and yet I am still here.
Yeah.
you know, when you, like, are blessed, let me say that. When you are blessed with the gift of life, right?
Right.
And yes, you know, some of the things that go along with that, man, is as you made a life for yourself, you have family and, you know, just one day disappearing and sending everyone a postcard saying, hey, I moved, come see me in Florida, Arizona, or Texas. Yeah. That's just not the way to go, man.
Sort of sounds like you've been thinking. You've only been like sitting there with your hands clasped in front of you with a cup of coffee going.
Every year, man, as I endure yet another winter, you know, I just wonder, why do I keep doing this to myself?
Well, on the other hand, though, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas where you're at, right?
It is, man. Like I said, it's this light coating of snow on the grass. And, you know, as far as winters go, man, last year we had, you know, quite a few inches on the ground and ice. And I actually was getting quite a workout, you know, with the snow shovel throwing that white stuff, man. And let me tell you, at my age, man, you start to feel that stuff after a while. And then, of course, you know, people are going to say things like, well, you should get a snowblower. Well, I don't have a huge sprawling estate, man. Just grab a shovel and get to it.
You need to find some young, able-bodied men that need to make a little money on the side.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because let me tell you, if I was to, like, go back to, quite a few decades ago, man, before I graduated from high school, I used to love the winter, not only because of Christmas and the holidays and the good food and all that other stuff, but it was a great way for a young, able-bodied teen to actually look at the snow, run out the house, grab a shovel, and actually start making some cash, man, because there are people my age now who don't relish the opportunity of going out there to shovel.
Right.
So as a kid, man, I used to love it. Did you ever shovel snow for cash as a kid?
Well, I live in South Carolina. I've cut grass for money.
Oh, well, you know, like, consider the audience, man. Look, whole part of this country that knows nothing about snow accumulation and shoveling.
Well, we would have snow accumulation in the South. It's just that when we had it, it shut everything down for a week. Or 10 days, or if it was 5 or more inches and it took it forever, we didn't have snow plows back then. And I mean, it was just, it was done. It was done at that point. I loved it. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world, but I didn't get paid to shovel any. I got paid to play in it. Well, I didn't get paid.
Man, let me tell you.
I did that for free.
You're bringing back memories because back in the day, as we say, man, and I actually rhyme there, back in the day, as we say, you know, all the neighborhood kids would get together and we have on these big giant coats, man, and we go out to the park and we play football in the snow. Of course, since it's snow, you could actually play tackle, right? You got on these big heavy coats. Right. So that served, you know, the purpose of like, you know, football pads, and you didn't have to worry about hurting anybody because they were falling on the snow
right
in the park. And man, let me tell you, those days, I missed those days, man.
Those were the good old days, weren't they?
They were, man. As I, you know, in my old age now, man. Yeah, I know I'm only 56, man.
Oh, no, not 56. Oh, God. Not 56.
Let me tell you, man. Oh, man, I don't move around as good as I used to, but let me tell you, I am thankful for what I'm able to do still.
Let's see, that means you're still 55.
Man, I'm 56.
Have you turned 56 or are you almost 56?
I'm 56. As of this past September 25th, man, I'm okay. 56 years old.
Okay,
man.
Okay. All right.
I'm one away from the varieties of Heinz barbecue sauce or whatever.
Heinz 57. They have. Yeah, Heinz 57. So
I'm one away. Maybe I could do something clever with their logo.
The cool thing about my age, which I'm about to turn 63 in April.
Okay.
I get all the senior citizen discounts now.
Well, I mean, you know what? Okay, you mentioned it, man. Like, give me your top five senior citizen discounts that you are, like, always itching to actually get. Like, give me the top five senior citizen discounts you take advantage of.
Well, I mean, if I'm out and about and I'm looking for a protein meal, I go to Waffle House, which I think now you qualify for the senior citizen discount. But that's one. Every coffee shop I go to has them. So I use them a lot there, and that would be five or six of those. Then there's like where I go to get my supplements, senior citizen discount. So, yeah, I got a few places I go and I take advantage of it.
Okay, so like, man, you know, well, I guess. I mean, I don't know if a guy like me can, you know, invite someone out for a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I wonder if you lose a certain amount of cachet when after the bill comes, you say, hey, can I get that senior citizen discount?
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you sit there and you're having dinner, you look at your date, whoever that is you're feeding, and you say, you know, this is all part of my elaborate cover. I train people to kill people. That's
secret
what I
agent.
Hector the director. Hector the director.
Right.
I didn't tell agent you what I was a director of. Yeah, I didn't tell you what I was a director of. I take a lot of nice ladies, and I put these guns in their hands, and I teach them how to shoot people in the face. And but hey, with all of this wisdom comes a senior citizen's discount.
Right, man. Right.
The best of all worlds.
Yeah, and all that wisdom and accumulated experience, right?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, I wish I had listened more to what the seniors were saying when I was an adolescent.
Isn't that the truth?
Maybe it would have kept me from committing some of the blunders and the bonehead decisions I made, man. You can't tell.
Yeah, we're coming up on the first break, but I'll tell you the problem with that. The part I hated admitting when I began to understand that, I hated admitting that they were right. Just got all over me. Tell everybody how to find you. How do they find Rick Hector?
I am Rick Hector, legally armed in Detroit.com, Rick's Firearm Academy, DetroitCCW.com. I'm over quite a few places. If you Google me, Rick Hector, you'll find me. Welcome to the fold.
We're going to get into the gift giving season for the gun owner. I don't know if it's going to be the new gun owner or the current gun owner or what. I got a few things I need to ask for as a current gun owner. That coming up right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morrison, we were just talking about trying to figure out how many crimes we save and how many crimes we prevent. It's a very difficult calculus out there. You were about to say something and we had to go to the break. What were you about to get into?
Well, again, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. How many of our neighbors defend themselves? And I look, all right, give me something that's about the same size, like the population of Kansas, or New Mexico or Nebraska. Wow. Okay, the number of people who defend themselves every year, it's fewer people than are in our most populous cities like New York or L.A. But more people defend themselves than live in Chicago or in Houston. Wait a minute. You're telling me a city the size of Houston defends itself every year? Yeah, I am. I absolutely am. Just because I was getting medical, Paul Lathrop asked me, wait a minute, how many lives do we really save with CPR? He used to be an EMT. And I went, wow, okay, I'll look that up. We defend ourselves 8 times for every time somebody does CPR in public, and 25 times for each time someone dies from recreational drug use. So that gives us some perspective. And then the federal government taxes us $1.1 billion on ammunition each year. To me, you tax something you want to have less of. You tax cigarettes because you don't like smoking. You tax oil and natural gas because you don't like us to burn fossil fuels. But we're saving lives and you're taxing us. We have to claim it as a virtue or we'll never stand up for it and say we need more of it, not less.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. But something to think about when I had a long airplane flight on the way back. I did miss the U.S. news. Did you see, and I think AWR covered it too, Cam Edwards covered it. There was a news crew in Chicago. Yeah. They're out covering an armed robbery.
Yeah.
And they get robbed by some armed robbers.
Those cameras are worth a lot of money.
Oh.
Those cameras.
$5,000-$6,000, you think?
Minimum. I mean, those cameras that they use for, those are called ENG cameras, electronic news gathering. And they have all kinds of equipment that attaches them wirelessly to various networks and everything else. I don't know where you would go to fence that particular item, but I'm sure there has to be somewhere out there for them to go. So, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, wow. Sell the bits and pieces overseas. This is the second news crew in a month that was robbed in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Earlier, I was using a self-defense gun story about couldn't tell whether it was Uber or Lyft, but a rideshare driver who's robbed and defends himself. And the Chicago politicians say it's not their fault that the guy who robbed the Uber driver was out on bail for robbing an Uber driver. No, it's that cars are too easy to steal. And I'm going, I wonder when the news crews are going to stop carrying water for the lying politicians. How many more news crews have to get robbed before they say, robbery is a crime that happens to real people and we need to stop it?
You know, here's the thing about this. These cities where this is happening, a lot of them are in what is called the doom loop. Have you heard of the doom loop?
Tell me about the doom loop.
So the doom loop occurs when it all started with the pandemic, when people figured out, well, I can do this job at home. So
Right. That
meant that all of this real estate in the inner city where they were paying big leases to, they were suddenly, nobody had to come into these things. So then the companies that were leasing this space, the second biggest expense they have besides salary is leasing office space. So they could quit that. So they just left it. So now that we have empty office space. So then the businesses that were at the base of the place, the restaurants, the dry cleaners, the drugstores, all these things that were catching that foot traffic to give the convenience of shopping right here where you work. Now they had no foot traffic. So then some of those can't survive. So then they go out of business. So then that's happening. So then all of a sudden, these companies that own these buildings that were collected, you know, they were making money off of it. It was a money-making proposition. They just walk away from the mortgage and give it back to the bank. Big banks can handle that. Smaller regional banks, maybe not so much. Now you have empty offices. You have a lack of revenue. Now, all of this tax revenue and everything that was going on in this one little ecosystem, this one building where the offices and all these little businesses were, that's gone. But in the interim, You can't go to the cops and say, okay, we've lost 20% of our tax revenue, so we got to cut your pay by 20%. Can't say that to anything else. But also along the way, these same places that are in the doom loop, they also have Sorosian DAs. They have bail reform. They have a high regime of gun control. And they have crime snapping.
Yeah.
So these, wow. And but Indianapolis, the last place that I went to an NRA meeting at, that's considered to be now in the beginnings of the doom loop. So when they fall into the doom loop altogether, which you're basically now in the escape from New York sort of situation, you know, where we got to send in Snake Plissken just in case.
you did mention one thing. And I noticed that in San Francisco, where, yes, Soros DA, even though he got replaced, his replacement isn't really a big enough change in my mind, there was a huge hotel that just said, no, we're walking away from it.
Yeah.
No one will put a convention in San Francisco anymore.
Nope.
The small shops, no one would dare come to. No one would come to San Francisco to spend the weekend, see the sights, and go, honey, wasn't that a great weekend that we didn't get robbed and step in human excrement? Let's do it again. It's not happening anymore. And they hung their bank. They said, I know we paid you for like 10 years. Here, the whole building's yours. Who'd be next? Seattle?
Well, Portland is really headed that way. Seattle could be headed that way. New York, Chicago, they're all going the way. And what's going to happen is it'll be like Detroit, where, you know, we hear, you know people in Detroit. I know people in Detroit. There was a time when their resurgence began that we could have bought a mansion for $35,000.
Right.
It might have needed a bit of a renovation, but, you know, we had a mansion for $35,000. And that's where they're going now. They're going to this point to where these buildings will be sitting there empty and all kinds of crazy things are going to happen anyway. But coming up on the next break, Mr. Morse is both a writer and a podcaster. So he has all kinds of ways to let you know what's on his mind. And he puts it out there on a very prolific basis, unless he's diving in the Red Sea. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't be posting anything either while that's happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Two of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Trump continues to appear in the New York court rather than on the campaign trail. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asked the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's requests to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the state attorney general, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting that initial fire on that August day. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morse, Self-Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society Podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, all those things. What else? What did I miss? Ammo Land?
Ammo Man, Ammo Land and I have sort of cooled our relationship.
Yeah.
They didn't want the articles from Slow Facts, so we'll see how it will. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to Freddie at GRPC. Hey, I saw a piece of good news that you and I were waiting for. It came out of all places, Washington, D.C. Remember, it was right around when Bruin was being decided. We said, there are a lot of people who've been seriously wronged by gun control laws in places like New York, places like D.C. You tell a guy who's going to work and trying to feed his family that, by the way, son, you need a permit. By the way, son, we won't give you one. So you can be at risk, or you can be at risk of going to jail. And there was now a class action lawsuit at $5.1 million settlement. About two of that is lawyer's fees for the six plaintiffs that were being paid. This is not the last lawsuit like it at all. There are going to be lots and lots of them. This took 7 years from beginning to end. And they said, look, you had a gun control that completely banned carrying firearms in public. That's a constitutional right. That's a human right. And you made it impossible not only to the people in your city, but the people who passed through your city. In some cases, all they did is drive through. You pulled them over for a speeding ticket and threw them into jail because they had a gun somewhere in their car and didn't, quote, register it in D.C., the registration of which you made impossible. So, you may remember there was a nurse from North Carolina who was pulled over by BC police in June 2014. Her license gun was licensed there, and BC cops arrested her. I can't wait till they get hit with dozens more lawsuits like this. Maybe when it tops 100 million, they'll straighten up.
100 million. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
Well, and at some point, it's not their money.
Right.
You know, this is Bloomberg paid politicians to put these gun control laws in place. And now the whole city's paying for it. When are they going to turn around and punish the politicians who cost them so dearly? I hope it's a lot. I hope it's soon. Too bad that you're a taxpayer in Washington, D.C. and didn't pay closer attention. In the land of humor, you remember Eric Roundheel Swalwell, who was going to bed with a Chinese spy?
Yes.
He just put forth a bill to buy back all the ARs, and I was thinking, you know, didn't the Chinese government say that the United States government should confiscate all the ARs? Go, do you really think this is Swalwell thinking for himself? Is he chasing Bloomberg, or do you think he's chasing the Communist Party money? I couldn't tell.
Swalwell is one of those guys I have a real hard time taking serious. Now, that doesn't mean I sit back and think of him as harmless, but he's a very, you know, he's definitely a Californian popular politician. He really doesn't have a clue as to the way things exist in this world, I don't think. And I think
he knows who pays him.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I'm just trying to figure out if that was Mayor Mike's money or Chairman G's money that got him to put that forward.
It would be really interesting to find that out. That's the thing. You, when you sit back there, and that's an interesting point you just pointed out, because you look at these guys that are, say, in the House, and the House pays $178,000 a year, which is nothing to sneeze about, but when you have to maintain two households and you've got travel and some other stuff that you have to pay for out of pocket, well, yeah, that can add up. So it's very hard to amass any wealth, I would think, just based off of your salary. But what if you get out there and you get paid a stipend to propose some gun control legislation? What if somebody pays you on the side? You know, I'll also say the way the big guy gets paid, just sends it to you and it goes into your checking account. We haven't paid attention to that stuff. We're not privy to what happens with these, you know, with these people's accounts and everything. We don't know what's coming in and going out.
We do know that Nancy Pelosi has $300 million.
Yeah.
She didn't do that by investing in mutual funds. She did that by playing insider information and selling insider information. Speaking of inside information, where did that go? I saw that the New York Attorney General was appealing the ruling that said red flag laws are unconstitutional. You can't deny somebody their Second Amendment rights unless they've been adjudicated to at least have been a criminal. Or, hey, if they're insane and need treatment, then that requires two doctors, not the neighbor who doesn't like you and calls the cops on you. So I'm wondering, and I've forgotten, we have to have either Alan Beck or Steve Stambolia back on, and there's a shorthand for that, where the court looks at the ruling, says, yeah, you guys got it wrong, or you got it right. We remand it back down, and it's a volleyball serve rather than a multi-year court decision. So how long will it take before New York gets slapped again? I wonder. I wonder if they're thinking that, you know, elections can be bought and sold. Maybe if they drag this out long enough, they'll have a Supreme Court that's stacked and on their side. I don't know. Again, I wish I could bring you more news, but there are things in this world I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. When you sit and take, well, when you take into account Bloomberg, for example.
Right.
Did you know that Bloomberg funds something called the C40?
No.
So Bloomberg is the key funder of something called C40, and there are 14 cities in the United States that have signed on to C40. These are all things they intend to institute between now and 2030, which is about 6 years and so many months away from here. One of them is they want to get to 0% kilograms of dairy consumed annually per person. 0%, zero kilograms of meat consumed per person. Nobody owns a car. Everybody will be allowed to buy between 3 and 8 new items of clothing per year. You can take one flight, no more than 932 miles away and 932 miles back every 3 years.
Well, I can tell you, boy, they'll give Detroit a run for a collapsing city, because most of us, if you've ever seen the world, you want to see more of it.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, you tell everybody how to find yourself, because we're coming up on the break.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles. My writing is often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLen. I think this weekend I'll be on the SAF's weekly bullet as well. Bill and I somehow find something to talk about.
Well, there's always something to talk about. Target-rich environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I had to shut you down in the middle of that. So, were you done? Need to move on?
Let's take a cheer for political gridlock in Tennessee. You may remember that there was an attack on a Christian school in Memphis,
right?
And because somebody stuck a microphone in his face, the so-called Republican governor of the state said, oh, yeah, we need to do something. It was the gun's fault. Rather than being a person who didn't know what sex they were and wanted to lash out at innocent children. By the way, we still have yet to see her manifesto.
Right.
I think that's being hidden because they wanted look at this crazy transgender person as a protected class, and the things she said probably make her sound like an idiot. All right, so they're burying it. Politics as usual. But the Republican-dominated Senate in Tennessee said, let me think. Yeah, we're going home. You call the special session. We'll be back next week. And if it hasn't been proposed already, we're not going to really consider it. Meanwhile, the House is got a whole slate full of little things they wanted to consider. They may not pass any of them. And now there's a stymie between the House and the Senate. One saying, look, we came into this special session with these action items. You're not passing them, but you're passing other things. Quote, we might be here for a long time. We're waiting to see what happens in the House. That was the Senate Speaker McNally. I'm all for gridlock. And I think the Tennessee governor is too. He figured out that he put his foot in his mouth and now he's going, yeah, why don't you guys ignore what I said without making it look like I'm impotent? All right. That politicians certainly know how to do that.
Yeah. Bill, you know, the thing with Bill Lee, I mean, what he has done and what he instituted, I look at that as a real sign of weakness.
Right.
This is a guy who felt like everybody expected him to react. So instead of sitting there and saying, well, you know what, I'm the executive of this state and I'll decide when I'm going to react and when I'm not. Okay.
Right.
Instead of saying that, and this is the thing I don't understand about Republican governors. You know, you got Gavin Newsom out in California. He's making deals with the Chinese.
Yeah.
And it's because he regards himself to be the chief executive of a state and he can operate it as a sovereign entity if he wants to, which guess what states are?
Yeah.
But then you got governors like Bill Lee, who are not leaders. They're not getting out there saying, "Hey, let's lead the nation in this. Let's be first in the nation in this. Let's push this. Let's push that." When it is thought that he needs to react somehow, when he feels the pressure from the media to react, he does. And he reacts in the wrong way, which just tells me what I've always known about politicians, which is that they're only as good as their staffs. Because he's right. getting fed the information via his staff, his, quote, trusted, right. end quote, staff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Bill, you cheaped out on your staff in this case, and it turned around and bit you. to turn that those politics upside down, and I wonder if St. Louis is one of the failed cities we were talking about earlier. They had proposed a whole raft of gun control. Now, there are preemption laws, and the people, I think St. Louis is, I don't even think it's a majority of the population of the county in which it finds itself. And the AG said, hold on there. You don't get to pose an assault weapons ban. You don't get to tell minors they can't buy or sell guns. I mean, other than the ones that are already limited by state law. You can't outlaw homemade firearms. You can't say that if someone is accused of a political point that you don't like, you get to take their guns. And I went, it sounds like this AG wants to run for either governor or God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how we could get him elected. Wow. To me, that's wonderful. His name's Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri.
I'm waiting. The AGs, there's going to be a couple of these attorneys general in these. There's a lot of Republican states. There's a lot of red states. You don't, nobody takes those things, these places into account. All of these places don't have any crime. You know, they don't have any inner city nonsense going on. If they have crime, they prosecute it. They go after it. They, you know, put it away. But you don't hear about them because they're just handling business. I sometimes here locally, I'll be out there and they'll say, hey, how come you're not doing any local stories? And I go look at a local story and it'd be like, truck goes off road, gets stuck in mud. And that's just because we have, the mayor takes care of business. The DA's taking care of the attorney general takes care of business. And we could be much better than we are. And yet, as we sit here and everything, there's not a whole lot happening here.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's where it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Don't fix it.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
You know, we can learn from bad examples. We'd rather learn from good ones. And for a while, Tennessee was having a huge economic renaissance.
Right.
It still does in comparison. And I hope Lee does not mess it up. That would be a tragedy.
That would.
Talk about, yeah. There is a bit, you remember Chip Roy?
Yes.
Out of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Congressional representative. And this always has bothered me, and I wonder if it's a show bill or not. It can't get passed because we have a divided House and Senate. But he basically sent a letter and got some other Republicans to sign on to it that said, VA, stop doing what you're doing. Don't do less of it. Stop it. You cannot allow the Veterans Administration to turn in veterans who say, look, I'm going to go travel or I'm going to go get cancer treatment and I'm not going to be in my right mind for a month and a half, and turn those names over to the FBI so that they go on the no guns list. That's violating their constitutional rights. Stop it. You're making a mockery of the national instant background check system. And I wonder now, because of congressmen like Chip Roy, if someone will look at that carry it up to the U.S. Supreme Court and say, hey, remember Bruin? Remember where there has to be a court adjudication that says, I am a threat? This is a constitutional right. I need to be accused of a crime? Since when did asking someone else to manage my money when and my finances when, you know, I may have properties I own. I'm traveling around the world here. I've got a financial manager back home who manages that, and they'll manage me on my VA benefits as well. It breaks my heart. Hopefully this will be like the story out of DC that we covered where somebody said, you know what? You violated my client's rights. VA, you owe millions of dollars to vets. I'd like to see it stopped, and I'd like to see the VA punished. I'm vindictive that way.
Oh, well. Nothing wrong with a little vindictive streak, you know? I kind of like it. Vengeance is a natural emotion. The seeking of vengeance, that's, you know, happens every day.
Well,
some of these people deserve it, too.
Not only did we want to make an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Don't do this again. We don't want to argue it in court. Anyway, and a story just like that.
Well, hey.
New Jersey.
Hey, oops, we're running out of time.
Too late.
Tell everybody how to find you before we go.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That comes out once a week. It's a snack food of a podcast, 20 minutes. I am a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog, try and get a couple posts a week. There are 2,100 of them waiting for you. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. Bill, thank you for having me on.
Oh, yes, sir. Glad to have you back. I'm glad you're back from your jaunt. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.